May not know, my name is Mick, and I'm one of the pastors here. And so I'd like to speak with you for about 5 minutes. It's a great, great opportunity, and John is already shaking his head. He wants to do it. I don't know, some of you may have noticed that it is Christmas, and we in this church, when we think of the Christmas story, we think of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think you would all agree with me that in New Zealand, when it comes to Christmas, you know, there are various kind of opinions and views on Christmas. I want to tell you a story. True story. There was a Sunday school teacher, and her name was Karen. And Karen, she had all her little kiddies, and she brought them all up to the front, and she wanted to know whether they understood that at Christmas time it was about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So she got all the kiddies to come up the front, and she asked them a question. And the first question went like this, and all they could respond was a yes or a no. So the first question that she asked all the kiddies up front, she said, if I sold my car, and if I sold all the furniture in my house, and if I had a garage sale, and gave all the proceeds and all the money to the poor, would that get me into heaven? And all the kids said, ah, come on, guys. And all the kids said, yeah. Let me give you what they said. In this particular story, all the kids said, no. Here's the second question. So Karen, the teacher, then said to all these little kiddies, she said, if I clean the church building every week, and if I mow all the lawns of the church every week, will that get me into heaven? And all the kids said, no. That's right, you're up to it. The third question. So Karen, the teacher, decides to give another question. And Karen says, if I care for all the little animals, and I give candy to all the little children, will that get me into heaven? And all the kids said, no. That's right. They all said no. So then Karen, the teacher, she said to the children, she said, well, what will get me into heaven? And there was this silence in the room. There was just absolute silence. And then a little 5-year-old boy in the front, he said, you got to be dead. Isn't that so cool? He said, to get the benefits of the gospel, this is what he was sort of, to get the benefits of the gospel, you got to be dead. And you see, that's what a lot of people in New Zealand think. They think that it all happens on the other side. They think that the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about when you're dead. And it's not for today. And so what Karen, the teacher, had to say to the kids, she had to say to them, hey, look, the gospel of Jesus Christ is about today. It's about that God promises his power and his presence to everyone who wants it. Right here and right now, today. That God is closer than we think, right here, right now. So I have one final story to illustrate this. Some of you may have heard this story, and it goes like this. Kids, you listen to this. There was a 7-year-old little girl. True story. And her name is Molly. Molly. Could all the kids say Molly to the person next to you? Molly. Okay. So her name is Molly. And Molly, she had a mum, and she had a dad, and she also had some brothers. Now you get this. Every morning, when Molly got up out of bed, she would go to the kitchen, and then she would go to the fridge. True story. And Molly would open the fridge door, and inside the fridge, there were all these packed lunches. You know, lunches all packed up nicely. And then Molly would grab the munches. Molly would grab the lunches out of the fridge, and she would give one packed lunch to her father. She would give one packed lunch to her brother, and another packed lunch to the other brother. And then they'd all go off. On one particular morning, Molly did something different. This is a true story. Molly, she went to the fridge, opened the fridge door, and she gave a packed lunch to her dad with her left hand. So gave the packed lunch to her dad, then with her right hand, Molly, from behind her back, she pulled out another bag. And this bag, it had paper clips, it had sellotape all over it, it had staples at the top, and she gave this other bag to her dad. And her dad thought, this has never happened before, but what the dad did is he said, well, thank you, Molly, and he took the packed lunch, and he took the other bag, and he went to his place of work. He did his work in the morning, then it came to lunchtime. So the dad's true story, did you get that? So the dad sat down and he had his lunch, and then his lunchtime was nearly over. The bell was about to ring. It was nearly over, and then he remembered Molly's bag. So he pulled this bag to him, and he looked at it, and it had paper clips and sellotape and staples at the top, and he thought, I wonder what this is. So he pulled the paper clips off, he undid the sellotape, and he ripped open from the staples and looked inside the bag, and inside the bag he saw a whole lot of items, a whole lot of things. So he put his hand in there and he pulled out a comb, an old comb. Then he looked in and he pulled out a seashell, put the seashell on the little table next to him. Then he saw a plastic dinosaur. So he pulled out the plastic dinosaur and put that on the table. He looked in and he thought, there are so many bits and pieces in this paper bag. He turned it upside down and he put it all, and they all fell out onto the table. And he looked at this stuff and he thought, this is all rubbish. It's all rubbish. So the bell went to go back to work. So he swept up his lunch bag and all the stuff that Molly had given him, and he put it all into the nearest rubbish tin. And then he went back to work. At the end of the day, he goes home and Molly is waiting for him. So Molly says, did you have a good day, Dad? And he said, yes. And Molly said, did you enjoy your lunch? And the dad says, yes. And then Molly says, and did you like my bag? And this time the dad is a little bit worried. And the dad said, yes. And then Molly said, did you like my comb? Did you like the seashell? Did you like the plastic dinosaur? And the dad goes, yes. And then Molly says, I want it all back now. And I want it all back. And at that point, the dad said, what do you mean? And Molly said this. This is a true story. You got that, eh? And Molly said, I want it all back. And she said to the dad, those things are the best things that I have. And I just wanted to share them with you. And at that point, the dad is really worried. So he thinks, I've got to quickly get back to my work. So he hopped in his car, raced back to the work, and got there just before the rubbish man was arriving to empty all the tins. He found the bag. He found the plastic dinosaur. He found the comb. He found the seashell. He found the other bits and pieces, put it all in the bag, and he went back home, and he gave the bag back to Molly. Do you know what the father thought? The father thought that all of that stuff was rubbish. But actually, it was love in a paper bag. Did you get that? The dad thought it was all rubbish, but actually, it was love in a paper bag. And when you think about Christmas, a number of New Zealanders, they think the gospel of Jesus Christ is all like rubbish. But if we look closer, the gospel of Jesus Christ is love in a story. And it's love in the Jesus story. And here's the thing, people. Love has a voice, love has a name, and love is called by Jesus Christ. And Jesus promises his presence and his power to you and everybody in this room today, right here, right now. What can seem like rubbish is actually love. And love has a voice. Love has a name, and it is Jesus. With Molly, what seemed like rubbish was love in a paper bag. With the gospel, the story of Jesus, what seems like rubbish is actually love in a story. And God says, you can have my presence and my power and my love anytime, right here, right now, if you really want to receive it. Now I know there are some people in this room and this is all new to you. So we as a church, we'd like to give you an offer. If at any time you want to talk to someone about this love in the story that has a voice and has a name, we would love to talk with you. And we will respect you. And we will do this gently and carefully. But if any time you would like to talk to someone, you can contact me or someone else and we will have a coffee and we will pay. And we would love to just have a chat with you if you would like to. Love has a story. Love has a name. Love has a voice. And the name and the voice belongs to Jesus. And he promises his presence and his power to you today, right here, right now. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. Could we pray? Let's all pray, guys. Let's all pray. Jesus, you are love. And you promise your presence and your power to anybody who wants it, right here, right now. It doesn't all happen on the other side when we're dead. You can promise, and you do promise, your love right here, right now, this day, today. And there are a lot of people who are looking for someone just like you. And they end up looking for someone like you all their lives. And we thank you that we can find you and you can find us. And I pray for those people, Jesus, in our company this morning who do not have a connection with you. I pray for those people that somehow, some way, and someday they may discover your power and your presence in their lives before they die. That they may experience a quality of life before they die, and a quality of life after they die. And this is what you give. And we thank you for this, the greatest gift at Christmas, the gift of love, the gift of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hey, why don't you stand to your feet? We're going to finish with one last song this morning, O Holy Night. I'm going to